At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Shouldn't have had coffee with creamer right before I record audio, huh? Hey, welcome to the Nerd Talk Podcast. I'm Gregor, and we do a couple different versions every morning. Maybe you hear a third version on the radio every day at lunchtime. Thanks for joining us. Anyway, you'd get it. All right, let's jump right in with Nerd Talk number one.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
The Bureau of Land Management in Utah, different type of BLM, says the sort of spooky giant metal monolith in the remote Red Desert has been removed just days after its exciting discovery by agents passing overhead in a helicopter. And obviously it teleported back to its home world, right? There's a new set of Magic the Gathering cards shaping up nicely that'll join forces between the legendary game and PBS painter, a legend in his own right, artist Bob Ross. Well, the Happy Little Gathering, it's called. Pre-orders start today. And finally, sad nerd news today, the actor who played Darth Vader has died. Not Hayden Christensen, and no, not James Earl Jones, he just voiced it, David Prowse. A towering figure at 6'6" was the man inside the terrifying suit. The lore has it that he had a choice between playing Chewbacca and Darth Vader and chose the Dark Lord of the Sith, saying something like, "People always remember the bad guy." Yes, people tend to remember walking carpets too. Prowse was 85 years old.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Imagine being the Bureau of Land Management, and then Black Lives Matter starts, and then people are too lazy to say Black Lives Matter, or they're too afraid to address that term because they don't want to be seen to be supporting it, or to have to face the obvious that Black Lives are indeed important. Anyway, imagine working for the Bureau of Land Management, and now you share that three-letter designation. Oh, boy. I say unfortunate because it's become such a political hotspot that you've been co-opted into the fight, whether you want it or not. It's like having a phone number back in the 90s that was too close to time and temperature or something, and people all day long misdial it and get you instead. That's tough. So that monolith, I didn't realize that it was 11 feet tall. I'm trying to think what, like, 11 feet actually looks like. I'm 6.5 feet tall, so it's like another me, effectively. And that's long. Like, if you were trying to move that thing, it's got to be heavy. You think it was, like, is triangular. Triangular metal monolith. And so was it three? It looked like it was, like, so seamless. But I only saw pictures of it on the internet. So was it, like, it's triangular? So was it three sides that were all put together in the middle of the desert? Because if that's the case, it looked like one continuous piece top to bottom. You have to have a pretty big trailer to make that happen. And if you're the artist that's putting that out there, how do you, like, do you hike it out there a piece at a time? And with so much attention drawn to it, how do you smuggle it out? Someone was saying that they drove by on their way to go check out the monolith, and they saw a trailer with a big metal thing in the back driving away, and they were like, that's probably the monolith, LOL. Perhaps it was. I just don't know what you would do to get that in and out of there. Is it aluminum? Is it super lightweight comparatively? It looks like it could be. I don't know much about metals. The only metal I know about is like Neurosis. Banned ISIS before the stupid news made ISIL into ISIS. Stupid jerks. Anyway, I'm just looking at, my wife has a Pilates machine. And if you've never seen a Pilates machine, I don't know how to describe it really. It's in the studio behind me right now. It's a, you know, like a mechanic sled where they go rolling underneath the car and then they come out covered in grease and they're like, yep, it's going to be the actuator, $5,000. It's like that. It's like a sled with springs on one end. So you push with your feet and the sled goes backwards and then you do different orientations of that. And the springs on the end by your, at the bottom where you're pushing off from, pull you back. So it gives resistance. And then there's arm things and it looks like a sex torture machine for sure. But I'm trying to like figure out how long that is. That's only like probably 9 feet long. And this is giant. How long is the average bedroom? It's like a small Washington bedroom. Can't be much more than like 12 feet. So this monolith is massive. And to just sneak it out without anyone noticing. How do you do that? Also, I wonder how long it was there before anyone actually noticed. And I wonder if the Bureau of Land Management people that discovered it, I think they were the ones that discovered it. The people that discovered it, the local agency that was flying over in a helicopter when they saw it. I wonder if they had a tip to go check it out. Or I wonder if they're behind it. BLM says they're not behind it. I don't know. My mind starts going a million different directions. I want to know what it is. Obviously, I want it to be alien, but chances are that this is just cool humans being cool. Anyway, the fact that it's gone, that sucks. It would have been a fun thing to go see. We're trying to book a trip right now to Zion, which I don't think is anywhere near that because Utah is a massive state. You been to Zion before? Looks beautiful. I want to do some hiking there and see all the sights and do some photography. I don't know why I said it like that. Also, about that Bob Ross thing with the Magic the Gathering cards, I went back and watched, like, there's a new guy that does some Bob Ross stuff, and he's Bob Ross certified from the Bob Ross Foundation or whatever. And those paintings aren't great. Not that I'm a good painter, but I don't, it's not that guy's fault. It's not Bob Ross's. I mean, it's literally their fault, but I look at that. I'm like, this is kind of like hotel art. Sorry, Bob Ross. I'll probably get haunted now by a ghost with a fro. There's no doubt that Bob Ross provided something very excellent in terms of like quality of tranquility and peacefulness and artful expression. I love that part, but I went back and looked at some of it after watching this guy's video, and I was like, yeah, this isn't... It's pretty awesome how you make a happy little tree there, dude. Well, you put some highlights on there. Cool. But I don't know. Good for Magic the Gathering. I'm happy for you. I don't know where you're working from right now. I'm working from home, and it's awesome because I don't have to commute a bunch, but it kind of sucks also because I'm just around the same two people all of the time, which, I mean, is common for a lot of us, and there's just not a lot of interaction happening, and it's stressful. It puts a lot of strain on, like, a relationship and stuff. Also, I'm sitting in an uncomfortable chair with bad footrests, and there's a Pilates machine right behind me. But no commute. That's pretty sweet. Not putting miles on the new car. It's just a Subaru. Don't worry. I didn't get anything insane. Bought it right before the lockdown. I definitely would not have bought a car, and I know that I was not going to be driving. Okay. Anyway, it's interesting, though, like how different work is now, because when you have to be at a place, you just got to get it done while you're there and then you go home, hopefully, and leave it where you are at. I know there's a lot of people who worked from home before this, but here I am at home and I kind of like work when it makes most sense for my brain. Try and get a bunch of things done with my show, but then the extra stuff I do off air, just kind of like when it makes sense. It's really helpful for a creative person, right? But then Microsoft is like, how could we be creepier about making sure you're being productive working from home? Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Oh, how creepy. Microsoft is rolling out a tracking system for your employer to monitor what you're up to. It's called Microsoft Productivity Score, and it's making sure that while they can't babysit you in person, they can see what you're up to and rate you for it. First, your company has to provide the software, though. Move over, solar. Hydrogen power is the next big hitting green energy coming for coal and oil. A Scottish town will have hundreds of houses using hydrogen power to heat your water, do the cooking, and keep the joint warm in a trial set to see how effective this could be. And finally, space scientists are using a bit of arcade technology to clean up junk in orbit. You know, like old satellites and rocket butts. The European Space Agency is going to launch a claw-grabbing device. Fly up into orbit above the space trash, lower the claw, grab it, then drop into the atmosphere where both burn up. That game is so hard, I hope you brought enough quarters. Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah! Hey, thanks a lot for hanging out, listening. I would love a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. The only ones I ever see are Apple. I'd love it if you could give me a positive review. I'd be really grateful. Maybe a good rating, too. What do you know? Unlike the Sounders, who have 2 stars for 2 championships, I would prefer 5. Thanks so much for taking the time to come here and listen. That's the most important. Glad to hang out. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.